That is the school bell for lesson number 73 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And what you'll want to do is get your Bibles and turn to Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to read again verses 44 and 45 and then go immediately to Elam's notes about the kingdom of heaven and about how that those verses in Daniel 2, 44 and 45 are fulfilled when Christ becomes a king and establishes his church. And I think you're going to see that very plainly. My name is Bill Boyd. I'm the superintendent of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and the notes I'm reading are that of a departed preacher named E.A. Elam, and these were the notes for the Sunday school lesson of Sunday, July the 9th, 1922. Now, while you're getting your Bible, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We have been in this location for over 100 years. And so, with that, now let's get our Bibles. I'm going to read to you Daniel 2, 44 and 45. These are verses that are worthy to be memorized. And this is Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And that was the dream, you remember, where he had the head of gold and the silver and then the brass and then the iron and the iron and miry clay. And it was in the days of the feet of that kingdom of the iron and miry clay in which the kingdom of heaven is going to be set up. Here's what it says. And in the days of those kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, nor shall the sovereignty thereof be left to another people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream thereof is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. And as we looked at in previous lessons, this great image represented the kingdom dominating, world dominating kingdom after kingdom, a sequence of them down to the Roman Empire. And it was in those days that the kingdom of heaven was set up. Now let's look at Elam's notes and continue reading about his notes on the kingdom of heaven. He says this, Jesus was crucified, ascended, and was made king in heaven when the Roman government was in its height of imperial splendor, military glory, legislative authority, and literary eminence. Now that's from Adam Clark. It was at peace with the whole world. Jesus was crucified, ascended, and made king in heaven, Acts 2 and verse 36. During the reign of Tiberius Caesar. So in the days of those kings, the God of heaven did set up a kingdom. This does not say which kingdom was to be in existence when God did set up his kingdom, but it was done while some of them was in existence. Here's a similar expression. And it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled. There was a famine in the land, Ruth 1:1. This famine came during the time only while one judge ruled Israel. But it was limited to the time of the judges. It was not after that time. So this kingdom was set up, was not set up after the existence of the Roman Empire or before the Babylonian Empire came into existence. Hence, it is not yet to be set up, that is, at its second coming of Christ. The stone did not strike the image in the legs or in the toes, but in the feet. Look at verse 34, and that's Daniel 2:34. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon its feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them in pieces. Then it was not to be set up after the Roman Empire had fallen, and divided up into what some call the ten-toe state. Let us notice, set up. It does not mean to conceive the idea, and to form the purpose of building a kingdom, or to prepare the material for a building one. God's purpose to do this, His promises to do this, and His prophecies concerning this extended and unfolded from at least the fall of man. To set up does not mean to end a kingdom. To set up means, well, to erect, to raise, to elevate, as to set up a building or a machine, or to set up a post or a wall or a pillar. Hence to exalt to power, to put in power. I will set up the throne of David over Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. Now to begin as a new institution, to institute, to establish, to found, as to set up a manufactory, to set up a school, to enable, to commence a new business, as to set up a son in a trade, etc. You can find all of these definitions in Webster's New International Dictionary. Moses set up the tabernacle after all the material had been made ready. Preparing the material was not setting it up. Find that in Exodus chapter 39 and verse 40. When it was set up, God filled it with His glory. This is true of this kingdom of heaven. It existed in the purpose, promises, and prophecies of God before it was set up. The material was made ready. A people was prepared for the Lord before it was set up. John the Baptist, Jesus, and His disciples during Jesus' personal ministry prepared the materials of the people. Then God set up this kingdom, placed Jesus over it as king, filled it with the Holy Spirit, and put it in operation. This was done on the day of Pentecost of Acts chapter 2. James quotes Amos chapter 9 verses 11 and 12, which states that God would build again the tabernacle of David which is fallen, and would build again the ruins thereof, and would set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and the Gentiles upon whom His name is called, in Acts chapter 15, verses 16 and 17. James then showed that at the time he spoke, this prophecy had been fulfilled. The kingdom then had been set up when James made this quotation. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 17, Paul says, "The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." This kingdom was then in existence. Where there are righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, there is the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit came on Pentecost. This kingdom was not to be set up at the second coming of Christ, because it was to be set up in the days of those kings. And it has been more than 1,400 years since the last one passed away. The stone smote the image in the feet, and the feet existed before the toe state of the kingdom empire. But it is claimed that the toe state has not begun, so this kingdom already has been set up. This stone was small to begin with, and it grew until it became a great mountain. If this kingdom is to be set up at the second coming of Christ, it'll be a very small one, and also not till it will begin to grow. There is only one way for this kingdom to grow, and that is for it to add new members or to make new citizens. Hence, if it's not to be set up till Christ comes, then will there be a chance after death? Isaiah 2:1-4 and Micah 2:1-4 also show when it was to be set up, namely, when the law went forth out of Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Then all nations begin to flow into it. Then it began to grow into the mountain of Jehovah's house. On Pentecost, after Jesus' ascension, the law went forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Read Acts chapter 2 again. The apostles were to preach repentance and remission of sins in the name of Jesus among all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Luke 24, 46 through 47. This kingdom will continue to grow into a huge mountain and to fill the whole earth. When Christ comes, he will have put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death. All the growing and all the breaking in pieces must be done before the resurrection of the dead, for then comes the end. When Christ comes, he'll deliver up the kingdom of God, even to the Father. 1 Corinthians 15:24, it says he will deliver it up. It doesn't say he'll set it up when he comes again, but deliver it up. The sovereignty of this kingdom will not be left to another people. One earthly kingdom succeeds, as in this dream, another earthly kingdom, but not so with this kingdom. Gabriel said to Mary that God would give to Jesus the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke chapter 1, 32 through 33. The government of Christ's church, our kingdom, is not left to any religious head, ecclesiasticism, or council on this earth. He is the sovereign head, and he alone. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. These four universal empires were not coexistent, but they all had the same spirit of might makes right, of worldly ambition, of pride, of human wisdom, of war, of conquest, and etc. All these the gospel of Christ will destroy when accepted. The kingdom of God does not advance and break in pieces and destroy with the sword and other worldly influences, but by the cross of Christ, everyone who becomes a Christian turns his sword into a plowshare and his spear into a pruning hook, and learns war no more. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea. Hebrews 2 and verse 14, quoting from Isaiah 11 and verse 9, it shall stand forever. All other governments and all things earthly and the heavens above shall pass away, but this kingdom shall never pass away. In this dream, the great God made known to Nebuchadnezzar that which was to come to pass hereafter. Then the kingdom was set up when God said it would be. We read in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 47, The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, and a revealer of secrets. Seeing thou hast been able to reveal this secret, then the king made Daniel great and gave him many great gifts, and made him rule over the whole province of Babylon, and to be chief governor over all the wise men of Babylon. This made a profound impression upon King Nebuchadnezzar, and he acknowledged that Daniel's God was above all gods and the Lord of all kings. But he never denied the existence of other gods. He exalted Daniel and his companions to high positions and bestowed upon them great honor. We read in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 25, saying that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not when they refuse that warn them on mirth, much more shall we not escape who turn away from him that wrath from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I will make to tremble not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made, that those things which are not shaken may remain. That's our time. You may be dismissed.